come on, Flanagan. What's the matter?
Oh, hello, Professor. Excuse me, audience. I've got to leave me, Flap. Now, what do you think is that? Although it's not the 1st of May, still it is me moving day. The janitor says I must away. Now, what do you think is that?
What's the matter? Are you going to move?
Yes, the neighbors complain that I'm maintaining a nuisance.
What is it, a dog?
Oh, worse than that. It's me mother-in-law. She's a cannibal.
Why, do you know what a cannibal is?
Certainly I do. A cannibal's a person that lives on human beings, and that's her. She's lived on me for the last 2 years. Oh, say, Professor, you're a seer. She's the thinnest woman in the whole wide world. Why, she's that thin if she turns sideways, you couldn't see her. And she has the biggest feet I ever saw, but she's clever. Well, she has to be clever. A horse with feet like hers would interfere, and she's knock-kneed, too. Why, she's so knock-kneed that every time she walks, one knee says to the other, let me pass this time, and I let you pass next. And she has a figure that's a wonder. The only thing she ever bought ready-made that would fit her was a pillow slip. You know, me wife's first name is Pearl. Once that I hadn't been married a week when I found there was a flaw in the mother of Pearl. Did you get it? She wasn't feeling well the other day. Someone told her to take some strychnine for a tonic. She asked me how much to take, and I says, if I were you, I'd begin with a gallon. She says, if I were your wife, I'd put strychnine in your coffee. You would, says I. And if I were your husband, I'd drink it. The doctor came the next day. After he saw her, he says to me, she's an awful sick woman. I says, now, Doc, quit your joking. Don't make me laugh. Me little chap. You know, I used to be it with her. In fact, as long as I can remember, she's called me it. At first, I called her mother. Then I called her ma. But I'm ashamed to tell you what I call her now. All right, Professor, hand me the boxing gloves. Take my advice, you'll never be sorry. Don't live with your mother-in-law. I know what I'm talking about. See, God, you'll soon get sick of her jaw. Me father-in-law and me mother-in-law got married one day, of course. And they've lived happily ever after. After they got a divorce.